about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, now this is cool. Neil Armstrong's EKG recording as he took his first steps on the moon is actually up for auction. Am I the only one excited about this? Oh, I wish I had money to bid on it. That is cool. Apparently, on May 16th, a New Hampshire auction house is going to start accepting bids on a piece of the EKG. That's only 6 inches long, and EKGs are electrocardiograms. They pick up the electrical impulse of the heart recorded on paper, and it's a 6-inch long piece that was generated at Mission Control, the exact moment of Armstrong's giant step for mankind onto the moon's surface. This was his heart monitor. Apparently, it's the artifact of this reads, EKG recordings taken as Apollo 11 Commander Neil Armstrong took man's first step on the moon, and it records the time as 4:13:24:28 ground elapsed time. The sheet is signed in pencil. All right. That is really, really cool. It also says, apparently, the doctor was Dr. Charles Berry. The heartbeats that made this accomplishment possible as recorded at Mission Control Center on my console. Keep up your heart work. Charles A. Berry, M.D. Now, Armstrong's auto pen signature also appears on the sheet, and they're going to hold the auction. I think that is way cool. I collect the medical antiques. I really dig anything that's, I mean, especially NASA and Apollo and with the, you know, mission to the moon. So I think that's pretty, pretty cool. Apparently, there was Buzz Aldrin's EKG. I don't know how much that went for. Yeah, this stuff is pretty, it's pretty lucrative. I know, you know what, though, but when it comes to antiques, it's only as lucrative as somebody wants to pay for them. You know, I've done some work with Pawn Stars. I love these guys. And, you know, one episode, too bad I wasn't working with them at the time because I would have loved, to be like their medical expert on this one, episode where they had Elvis's medical records. Somebody had brought in, right, a file of Elvis's medical records. So you saw the chest x-ray. I was trying to look at it closely to see if he had an enlarged heart. You know, because of rumors of his drug use, etc. I would have loved to see what his blood pressure was. My guess is Elvis probably had high blood pressure. He probably had some high cholesterol. I wouldn't be surprised if there might have been an STD thrown into that. But again, you know, one chart doesn't hold all the medical history. It just, you know, it's you know, when he saw that particular doctor at that particular time. But it was interesting because, you know, somebody had the EKG or the chest x-ray, and I think there was an EKG there. I forget what it sold for. I think a couple $1,000s he sold it to Rick. All right, but something like that, you know, when you have collectors like me out there, I mean, I don't want to say collectors like me because I don't have the money to spend, but a collector who loves that kind of stuff and digs it like I do, people will spend thousands of dollars, you know. My latest piece is a Confederate war bond from the Civil War, right? You know, where you cut off little pieces at the bottom to redeem for like $30 each at the time. It was a $1,000 war bond, so there's still some of those $30 pieces left. I don't think I would redeem them, no. I would just, you know, put them, I'm going to frame it. I just love antiques. I think that stuff is cool. Neil Armstrong, of course, unfortunately left us last August at the age of 82. The auction is actually going to be held online from May 16th to May 23rd. Pretty cool stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In this hour, we're going to talk about how insomnia can double the risk of prostate cancer. So for those of you having difficulty sleeping, we need to fix that because it is linked to cancer. We're also going to talk about an antidepressant such as Paxil that has been linked to Clostridium difficile, which is a superbug that causes mayhem in your bowels. Links to antidepressants kind of kind of odd, but nevertheless there. You know, we've been talking about screenings and cancer screenings and how, you know, the task force and doctor groups come out and, you know, say, oh, you know, we don't need to, you know, do as much screening. There's no real true screen. And, you know, when I went through medical school, they said, you really don't screen lung cancer with x-rays. You aren't supposed to. There's really no screen for lung cancer. I'm like, well, yeah, do the x-ray. They go, but yeah, a chest x-ray is not really considered a screen, so we don't recommend it. You know, it saves the insurance company money. Well, there's been more suggestions that we should go straight to CT scanning, not even chest x-ray, but CT scanning to screen older, heavy smokers. So anybody age 55 to 74 who've had more than 30 pack years of smoking. Basically, 30 pack years is, let's say you've been smoking for 30 years, a pack a day. That's, we call 30 pack years. Or let's say you've been smoking two packs a day for 15 years, 30 pack years. If you smoke 30 packs a day, or if you smoke two packs a day for 40 years, that would be then called 80 pack years. That's the math. 40 times 2 type of thing. So, you know, I mean, you have doctors saying, you know, look, okay, fine, you don't want to use a chest x-ray, you don't want a so-called screen, CAT scan people. And, you know, I have to admit, you know, I know people worry about the radiation, but a CAT scan of the chest, you could have well under 8 a year and still be fine when it comes to CAT scans. And so, you know, when you're talking about lung cancer, and, you know, heavy smokers and older people, why the heck not? All right. And, you know, more people are getting CAT scans anyway because we're chest x-raying. They're a smoker. We see a dot or a bleep or a blip or a boop. I mean, there's a variety of things we call them. All right. We don't like to call them mass. You notice that when a doctor uses a term like, oh, there's a little baby blip. You know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, there's a little fuzzy wuzzy. You know, on the chest x-ray. Okay. In doctor terms, fuzzy wuzzy, that's not good. If something's fuzzy wuzzy, that means it looks fuzzy. That means it looks like it could be, you know, it could be fungal too, because fungus is kind of fuzzy looking. But, you know, if somebody's kind of, something kind of well demarcated, cute, round, not as worrisome as something fuzzy wuzzy. But doctors will always try to, you know, euphemize it just to make it sound less serious. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Now, for those of you who listen to XM, Channel 166 on May 9th is going to be moving to Channel 244. So from what we understand, the changeover is supposed to happen May 9th. I'm not sure at what time, if it's midnight or 5 a.m., but just over the next couple days, watch for that change. Channel XM 166 moving to Channel XM 244. All right, so and when it comes to prostate cancer, a lot of back and forth on who to be screened, when we should screen. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to get screened, get screened. But now they're saying insomnia. So having difficulty sleeping, men with sleep problems are more likely to develop prostate cancer. Now, before we go into, insomnia, lack of sleep causing cancer, we know it messes with your, growth cycle and reparative process. Could it possibly be the other way around in terms of, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? What if many of you guys that have prostate problems are getting up a lot in the middle of the night to pee? So because you're getting up in the middle of the night to pee, you're not sleeping. And because it's your prostate that's waking you up, you know, and then you end up having prostate cancer, well, you've had prostate problems all along. I mean, you almost wonder if that could be it. All right. Well, anyway, study leader Dr. Laura Sagar-Dart Dotir, I'm sorry if I mucked that one up, I apologize, says sleep problems are very common in modern society and we can have adverse health consequences. Women with sleep disruption are at increased risk for breast cancer. Less is known about men and prostate cancer. So our team studied more than 2,000 men aged between 67 and 96. They were asked whether they took sleeping pills, had trouble falling asleep, found it difficult to get back to sleep after waking in the night, woke up early, stayed awake. 8.7% and 5.7% of these 2,000 men had very severe sleep problems, but none of them had prostate cancer at the start of the study. 5 years later, 6.4% of the men were diagnosed with cancer. Compared to those who had no problems with sleeping, those with insomnia more likely to develop the disease. This is one of those studies that I think is a no-duh study, all right? I mean, good for her. I think she, you know, great, glad she's studying it, because somebody always has to study it. We just can't surmise things anymore. We have to have a study behind everything we say. But, I mean, it just reminds us that those of us with lack of sleep are going to have more issues later in life. So, yeah, you know, whether it cuts back your defense mechanism or, you know, maybe, you know, what if one of the theories, just think about it, okay? You know, if you can't sleep well, you usually get up to pee, right? You have to empty your bladder. Either A, you're awake, and most of us urinate every 2-3 hours anyway, 3-4 hours. So we, I know some of us could go all day at work. You know, I've done it a couple times. Not the safest thing to do. But, many times if you're up in the middle of the night, you have to get up to go to the bathroom. Or sometimes if you have a leaky bladder or an enlarged prostate, it'll force you to wake up because you have to go. It wakes you up out of your sleep. Usually if you're a pretty good sleeper, you could sleep right through it, hold your urine, wake up the next day, and then pee. Usually your bladder works that way. But what if, okay, let's just throw this theory out. If they're saying insomniacs are higher risk for prostate cancer, okay, what if holding the urine is what helps protect the prostate? Just think about it, okay? You know, if people that sleep throughout the night better and don't get up to empty their bladder don't appear to get prostate cancer as well as much as the other counterparts that get up to pee, maybe there's something about holding your urine. I don't know. It's just a theory. Okay, not that I want any of you to hold your urine. You could get bladder infections, and you're like, Dr. Dahlia, tell me to hold my urine. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. These green glow glasses have intrigued me. All right, they're not very sexy looking, but Australian researchers have created these green glow glasses to help cure jet lag. They think it could also help wake you up in the morning when, let's say, your teenagers don't want to get out of bed. This is being reported by Mail Online. They say researchers have been spending decades trying to develop these quote-unquote retimer glasses. It uses a green light that resets the body's clock. They say it helps people work with working shifts, jet lag, etc., or helps you get a good night's sleep. I'm sorry. All this talk about sleeping making me yawn. Anyway, the retimer, it's called, is worn like a pair of sunglasses and emits a soft green light onto the eyes. It stimulates part of the brain responsible for regulating the 24-hour body clock. Apparently, users wear this 50 minutes right after waking up, and you could also, that's to advance the body clock. If you want to delay the body clock, then you wear the retimer for 50 minutes before bed. They say after 3 to 4 days, people notice the benefits of this device. I got to tell you, I live in Las Vegas, and this is where I practice. So many of my patients are shift workers. And, you know, it's very common for people to have the swing shift or to have the night shift, graveyard shift. And sometimes these shifts are better than the day shift, you know, in the casino industry because of tips, et cetera. Swing is obviously, you know, one of the best shifts to work. But in terms of health, my patients are having so much difficulty, whether it's with energy, whether it's with lack of sleep, whether it's just diabetes, etc. So something like this would sell pretty damn good out here where I live. Again, I would just want to make sure it works before I recommend anybody buying it. It's interesting. I don't really think you can fight nature by a pair of goggles. I don't. Anytime we try to fight nature, it comes down, comes back to bite us in the butt. Have you noticed that? So I would probably be a little skeptical that this would actually work long term, but it's still, it's something to look at. You know, something kind of interesting, and I always get nervous when scientists can do things like this because I wonder when nature's going to bite us back for this one, but it's a cool story nonetheless. Scientists are able to grow bones from adult skin cells. All right? They were able to take skin cells, okay, a sample of it. They coaxed these skin cells into a state that would resemble the early stages of bone formation. This is being reported by Cancel and Heal Science Tech. The cells were then placed into a three-dimensional scaffold so they could grow. Over the course of 12 weeks, these cells were then placed under the skin of mice. The cells grew into bones. The bones also formed a blood supply. No tumors. Now, these stem cells, you know, using, I'm a little, they're not really going into how they went from skin cells to having them have stem cell type capability. But it just blows my mind that they're able to do that. Now, they've been able to make bones from embryonic stem cells taken from bone marrow. All right? And when you create bones from embryonic stem cells, it could cause your immune system to react. It could either harm, you know, the body. It could either put you more at risk for a tumor. It could just fail. But being able to coax other cells into different cells blows my mind. But then again, I get a little nervous. You know, again, we're messing with nature. But cool stuff nonetheless. Now, how would this work? Well, they're already talking about stem cells with arthritis. Okay, remaking cartilage, reshaping bone. I mean, you know, as we age, if we fight the cancer, we fight the heart attacks, successfully, knock on wood, we're dealing with a lot of arthritis pain. Many of you out there have bad knees, bad feet, bad hips, bad backs. Okay? I mean, if you probably took 100 people, age 44 to 65, and I just randomly questioned them, do they ever have back pain, knee pain, hip pain, signs of arthritis? I would probably say 99.99% of them would say, yeah, they have some form of arthritis. Okay? Maybe some of them would say heart disease. Some of them would say high cholesterol. Some of them would say nothing. Some of them maybe breast cancer. But if you ask the group, I would guess most of them would say they had some sort of arthritis, hands, knees, legs, etc. So, you know, we're starting to see the aim and the progression of medical science go towards the reconstructing of the tissue, stem cells. I mean, you could only do so much to treat arthritis. You could only do so much to prevent arthritis. We're going to wear and tear our bones, especially those of us who exercise more. My running days and very high athletic days and weightlifting just wreaked havoc on my bones. Alright, and exercise still keeps you, moving. It's much better than obesity. So we still tell people to exercise and keep moving, but I can't do what I used to do and what I want to do because I've really ruined my knees. But I was, you know, it was that 80s thinking, no pain, no gain, just do it. I threw my Nikes on and I would run and I would run and I would run. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back. Going to be talking about the latest on the Cleveland rescue of those three women abducted. And more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DR.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about some of the rest of the medical headlines from today, and then I'm hoping in the next segment we got a timeline of what had happened with the Ohio women who had gone missing about a decade ago. Some pretty interesting reports coming in. I want to go through that with you guys as quickly as we can. So let's get moving on some of these top stories in medical news today. I've had top stories in medical news. I know. Like you guys have been waiting all day for these. But this is kind of important. People who take certain types of antidepressants may be at higher risk for C. diff infection. Now, Clostridium difficile infection, this is the infection that's gotten a lot of notoriety in the news lately because it's one of these superbugs that are so difficult to cure, and people that are appearing to be successfully treated have to undergo fecal transplants. Right? We talked about somebody getting stool put through his NG tube, right, to go down into the stomach. To then, I think his daughter's stool was transplanted into his stomach so it could go down into his bowel to help fight Clostridium difficile because most people don't want to eat the poo poo. And this type of infection can cause 7,000 deaths a year in the United States. Now, certain antibiotics and medications can put you at risk for this. Now they're saying, in addition to antibiotics wiping out other people's flora, causing C. diff to come about, they're now actually saying antidepressants, right, can put you at risk. University of Michigan researchers examined C. diff infection in people with and without depression and found that those with major depression had a 36% higher risk than those without depression. Did anybody ever think that maybe you got depressed because you had been having diarrhea and bloating and gas, and it was very difficult to hold a relationship with all that? And then finally, you know, months later, you get diagnosed with C. diff, you know? Oh, yeah, you've suffered from depression? Kind of wonder about that. But what the researchers have done is they looked at antidepressants, Remeron and Prozac, and they found that if these people who had depression were on Prozac or Remeron, it doubled the risk of Clostridium difficile. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean you should go off your antidepressants? I don't want to tell anybody to do that, okay, because I think going off of these medications can cause a whole, you know, it could open up Pandora's box in terms of stressors and not being able to, you know, deal with the stress and infect, and, you know, being able to fight infection better, being more, internally strong. So I'm a huge fan of people taking antidepressants that, benefit from them after they've tried everything else. I'm not a fan of people getting ripped off of them pretty quickly, but, kind of interesting how there's this, what they call a brain-gut axis, where there could be an interaction between the brain and the gut. To me, it makes perfect sense. You know, I'll have women that'll all of a sudden kind of be in a funk. You know, they'll see me for their physical. They're like, you know what, just in this last week, I felt depressed. Right? And the one thing I picked up very quickly throughout my years in training is if they would come in for their physical and we're doing their pap smear and we pick up yeast, all right, some women with yeast infections will actually be depressed. They don't even know they have the yeast going on. I understand having an active yeast infection, not something to do cartwheels about. Of course, people will be in a funk. But we're talking they feel depressed before they're even diagnosed. We also see that with viruses. All right? You know, if I ever go into a funk, maybe it kind of happens once every couple years. And I'll tell my husband, I go, you want to know something? It's weird. I feel like I'm not depressed, but I feel kind of sad. I feel like I'm in a funk. I wonder if I'm going to get sick in the next couple days. And sure enough, boom, all right, I start having symptoms. Now, with viruses, many times you don't start coughing and, you know, sneezing and being congested until a couple days after exposure, because it takes a while for the virus to replicate in the immune system. But I feel it mental, emotionally. All right, it's weird, and I'll tell my husband, I go, okay, mark my words. I'm feeling kind of like this today, a little, you know, listless. All right, I bet in a couple days, and I don't feel sick. It just, I feel down in the dumps. A couple days later, boom, either flu, virus, etc. So we know there's a huge relationship, there's a huge connection between, you know, these things. But what could the medication do? You know, does a medication put the body more at risk? We don't know. So it's pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about how scientists think they found a cure for baldness. Apparently, it's a cream that is anti-catalase. That's a cream that is a pseudo-catalase. Catalase is the enzyme we talked about on the show when I was helping my son with a science project. Catalase helps your hydrogen peroxide in your body that helps fight infections, but it helps keep the hydrogen peroxide at bay from becoming too oxidative, causing more free radicals by taking the hydrogen peroxide, and because it's an enzyme, catalase, converting it to water and oxygen. So H2O2, hydrogen peroxide, turns into water, H2O, and oxygen, although O2, all right, if we're going to, you know, be correct about our chemistry. And they found that people who go gray have higher levels of hydrogen peroxide probably in their hair follicles, causing the hair to gray. So when they were dealing with this cream, the pseudocatalase, in vitiligo patients who have bleaching of the skin that occurs naturally and they think it's due to the hydrogen peroxide, they found that if they put this cream on and these patients went outside in the sun, it tanned. All right? You know, not to the same degree as the other skin, but there were melanocytes present that could cause tanning. So they think they could use this cream on hair follicles. And that's what they're working on now to see if they could prevent it from turning gray. pretty cool stuff. So this cure for grayness, not going to be out for a while, if so. You know, personally, I would love to save money on the dye jobs I have to do when I get those gray. Remember the olden days, you'd never want to admit you had to dye your hair, right? Now we're just, oh, hell yeah, we're dyeing our hair. I mean, please, you know, when you see your friends every other week having a new hair color, all right, we're dyeing our hair these days. But you know what? It'll save some money nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, Chris Christie has, from what we understand, has revealed that he did undergo a lap band weight loss surgery on President's Day in February. He went in under a pseudoname, got the procedure done, went home after a few hours, and he's already lost about 40 pounds. In the first hour of the show, we discussed weight loss surgery. We discussed the different types of gastric bypass, the gastric sleeve, the lap band procedures, and we talked about the pros and cons of each. Some people are thinking Chris Christie did this because he wants to run for office, and he can't do it with this heavy weight. I mean, I'm looking at pictures now. He looks phenomenal. I mean, just seeing the weight come off. He could probably be a pretty good-looking guy. Not to mention the confidence he has when he loses the weight. I don't know if he's going to be the Republican nominee. It's going to be really tough to find somebody who could beat Hillary when she runs. I guess Bill Clinton tried to tell people today to quit obsessing about Hillary. You know, like, really, they don't have us fooled. Already where I live, I'm seeing Hillary Clinton bumper stickers. Okay, the campaign is already out. And I know the Clintons are trying to pretend like, oh, no, I don't know if I'm going to run. I just want to take a breather. You know Bill Clinton would love to get back in that White House, and being the first husband is right up his alley. He cannot wait to get back into that White House. And I'm sure Hillary's going to run. But, you know, they're going to keep it quiet to the last minute, of course, because of the media. Now with all this Benghazi, all these Benghazi details coming out, one of my callers last hour said there's no way she'll make it as president. Yes, she still can. Okay, in the Obama election, nobody really seemed to care about Benghazi, all right, and his administration and how they handled it. I don't think people are going to care. I think that's why they're also laying low. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are going to wait a couple years from now, say, all right, now we're going to do it, and people won't be as mad about Benghazi by then. All right, guys, when we come back, this very interesting Time has published a timeline of the Ohio women missing. What happened to them, and how did they get abducted? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, channel 166 on XM is going to be changing to channel 244 on XM. This is supposed to happen on May 9th. So my guess is roughly around midnight between May 8th and May 9th, the switchover should happen. So for those of you who listen at 5 a.m. Eastern XM or 2 a.m., XM, or also noon on Eastern time too. We're on XM a couple times. Remember, May 9th, channel 244. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. Boy, I gotta tell you, Twitter and Facebook, they really cause you to mess up your grammar, don't they? So, you know, this is very interesting. You know, we're just ecstatic to hear that three Ohio women who have been missing since 2002 have been found in a very quiet Cleveland neighborhood from, you know, what we understand. And, you know, you wonder how these three women could have been kept in I guess, imprisoned within that house. And we still don't have all the information yet. We do know that there were the three women, Amanda Berry, Georgina or Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight. And from what we understand, one of them actually did give birth to a daughter. They think the daughter is Amanda Berry. Amanda Berry was able to, I guess, escape. She hailed the help of a neighbor who is now a hero and was able to get out, run across the street, and be able to call 911. But, you know, many people are trying to think back, okay, when this story broke, what had happened? What was the timeline of events? I remember seeing Gina De Jesus. I remember seeing them talk about her back in 2003. But, you know, not much that I know had gone on with the investigation and, you know, with the way news is, you know, just stories after stories, day after day. And people start to forget, unfortunately. Well, from what we understand, this all started back August 23rd, 2002, where Michelle Knight disappears after last being seen at the home of her cousin on Cleveland's west side. Okay, from what we understand, her grandmother, Deborah, said she believed that she left on her own out of anger and that her son had been removed from her custody. Her mother, Barbara, even though moved out of state and after the police had given off the search, would often come back to the neighborhood to post flyers, and not much had been heard since then about Michelle Knight. They probably thought, again, she ran away, she left. This is according to Time's compilation from Cleveland Plain Dealer, WCPO-TV and WOIO. April 21, 2003, Amanda Berry. She goes to work as normal, they say, at her Cleveland Burger King job, leaves at about 7:30 p.m. She gets into a car with an unidentified driver. She last spoke to her sister at about 7:30, telling her, look, I've got a ride. I'll call you back. The disappearance then, I guess, starts to be reported within the ensuing hours. And then the FBI thinks this was a runaway case, because she got into a car, apparently knew the person. April 28, 2003, though, Amanda Berry's cell phone was used to call her mother, Luana Miller. So the FBI was like, okay, wait, well, you know, somebody used a cell phone. They called the mom, said, I have Amanda, she's fine. She'll be coming home in a couple of days. All right, when the mom asked to speak to her, she hangs up, or the man hangs up. Authorities couldn't really determine if it was a hoax or not. By then, Amanda Berry's picture was all over the news. So, you know, but how did they get her cell phone? Okay, makes you wonder, was she with somebody she knew, and then the abduction happened after? 2004, police actually knocked on the door of Ariel Castro's home. Now, Ariel Castro is the one who apparently, who allegedly housed the women, possibly tortured them, sexually assaulted them. We have no idea yet. Charges have not been placed on him as of yet. But back in 2004, in January, they went to his home. All right. He lives about 3 miles from the area Knight and Berry had last been seen. Nobody answers the door. Child welfare officials told police that Castro was a school bus driver, had left the child on a bus without supervision. When police did speak to him, they found no criminal intent. Now we're into April 2004. Seventh grader Gina De Jesus was only 14 years old at the time, goes missing after she fails to come home from Wilbur Wright Middle School on Cleveland's west side. Friends and family said she decided that day to walk home. Mom had given her $1.25 to catch a bus because it was cold that day. And the FBI agent who was already working on the Berry case really couldn't tell if these two cases were connected or not. By June, you have hundreds of calls coming in about De Jesus, but none of them were clues that the authorities could actually take as a lead. There was a $20,000 reward that was put out, and then her father, Felix, had been accused of breaking down the door of an alleged sexual predator in search for his child. He denied involvement. Oh, if I was the parent, I would be going crazy door to door. April 23rd, 2005, after 2 years of Amanda Miller's disappearance, Mom held a vigil and a march. Didn't want to believe that she was dead at the time. That was 2 years later. Mom, by next year, dies of heart failure. All right. Of course, many of us think it was, you know, due to the stress of her losing her daughter. Now we're in September 2006. Police search a home on Cleveland's west side belonging to Matt Herat, who is a 35-year-old registered sexual predator. There was a tip that DeJesus' body had been buried under the house. Apparently, they had been, apparently he, as well as another person, John McDonough, was arrested, held on suspicion of aggravated murder, but then later they were released. 2009, the FBI starts to think that maybe Barry DeJesus and now a third girl, Ashley Nicole Summers, was all related. She had last been seen in 2007. All right, so we're almost done here. But you could see that this is, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, anything happened in between? Is the FBI just so overwhelmed with cases? Are people always working on these things and we just don't hear about it in the news because every little detail could be boring? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it just blows my mind that here we are a decade later, and if it wasn't for her escaping herself, nobody would know that there they were 3 miles away. All right, they did some DNA testing back in 2009 when they saw a body. It was not Amanda's Berry's. Then there was a possible lead July 25th, 2012. All right, no lead there. And then here we are, May 6th, okay? From what we understand, Barry was able to get her arm out of a door and be able to wave down a neighbor. I want to get the neighbor's name for you guys because he is just an absolute hero, Charles Ramsey. And Charles Ramsey saw the hand. He thought maybe it was a domestic abuse case, you know, and that, you know, she was, you know, trapped inside. So he helped pull down a door that opened up an area for her to be able to run out. And I guess he said he was eating his McDonald's. He said he came outside. The girl ran into his arms. And he saw, I guess, Barry struggling to get through a door that had opened slightly enough to fit a hand through. He kicked it down. She actually rushed out with a 6-year-old girl, now believed to be her daughter. And then she was able to call 911. I mean, amazing that this happened. 52-year-old Ariel Castro, the man living at the home, and two of his brothers are believed to be responsible for the kidnapping. No more details have been released as of now. His two brothers, Pedro Castro and O'Neill Castro, right now have been arrested as well. So, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, it's not interesting, it's sad, but, you know, when we look at this, you know, I always think I would never give up. I would never give up, and I would go door to door. But how do you do that? I mean, you know, how do you go door to door break down rooms? And, I would just be going crazy. And unfortunately, you know, police won't let you do that. But thank God they were alive. Too bad her mother couldn't stay alive to witness that. All right, guys, don't go away. More on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.